everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome to Should I Cut Bangs? If you're new here, happy Wednesday. I'm your host, Kaylee, your one and only, and I'm so happy you're here. So this week we're going to be talking about me. You guys, we talked about me last week. This is so exciting. We're going to be talking about where I came from, why I'm here, why you guys are listening to me in your ear holes, and what my future looks like. I know, how motherfreaking exciting. I almost say the F word so many times, but I know that there's a handful of you who would not appreciate that and who listen with children present. So, you know, that day will come when the F word is said out of my mouth. I know other people have said it on the podcast, so it is what it is. So anyway, let's just jump into some recent life events, meaning I'm 30 now. When you guys heard my birthday episode, I was yet to be. And guess what? I've been alive and roaming this planet for 30 years. Holy shit. I feel like the biggest thing about turning 30 for me was just like, yeah, that's it. Like, I've been alive for 30 years. What the hell? Like, I can't believe that I've been a human in this skin suit for 30 years. That's weird. Other than that, being 30 is chill. Being 30 is cool. Yeah, nothing else super exciting. Josh and I went to dinner at Rough Rider downtown, and oh my gosh, it was so good. It was so good. I've heard about it from clients. They've just like went there for drinks and stuff. But I was like looking at places where I wanted to go, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, they have, you know, a table open. Let's just go here. I've heard good things and the reviews are astronomically amazing. So let's just get a table. We went, and that was the best decision I've made in my 30 years of being alive. Because, guys, it was amazing. The vibe is amazing. That, okay, I did say on my birthday episode that the best decision I've ever made is not drinking. But it was my birthday. I'm gonna have a cocktail, okay? That was the best cocktail I've ever had. And I'm ruined now, which is great. Because now I'm never gonna drink again. I will only drink that cocktail at Rough Rider. That was $1 billion. No, it was only like $19, which is really not that bad for how good that drink was. We're definitely going back. Don't know when, but we're definitely going back because it was so good. So good. Anyway, no, it's great. And I'm very happy that that's where we went. Anyway, that was my birthday. We didn't really do anything else. I need to buy new clothes. So I definitely will be, you know, purchasing some. I need some new sandals. I've been doing lots of thrifting. That's also nothing new, but it's been great. We've been hitting up like a couple different places that we haven't been to before. I haven't been posting much about my thrifting, but I need to do that. On my other page, I have a thrift highlight. So if you want to follow along with thrifting, you know where that is. A highlight on my Kaylee Instagram. Okay, so to the fun stuff. The way, way more exciting fun stuff. I'm planning a trip home to Vegas in June. And I'm so freaking excited. If you guys follow on Instagram, you guys already know. I'm going to be podcasting. I'm going to be doing interviews and all of the fun stuff. So if you guys missed it on my Instagram, I need to add it to my submissions highlight. But if there's anybody that you guys want me to try and interview while I'm in Las Vegas, if you're listening and you want to be on the podcast and you're in Vegas, please send me a DM. I have so much time and I would love to utilize all that time and batch some interviews. So if you guys want to be on the podcast, if you guys know of anybody that you want me to try and get on the podcast while I'm there, put in the submission box, send me a DM, whatever, and I will work as hard as I can to get that done. So that's happening the end of June. So we have a little bit of time, but planning ahead is my freaking middle name. Okay, so my current love this week is the world's most comfortable, like, athletic joggers. I wear Old Navy's leggings because buying Lulu leggings all the time was getting annoying. Old Navy has the best leggings. So I was at Old Navy buying more leggings. Also, like, they last forever. Like, the material is great. They're comfortable for the leggings. And they're only, like, $35. Just buy Old Navy leggings, everyone. Anyway, I was there buying new jogger, or I was there buying new leggings, and I saw these, like, athletic joggers. And sometimes when I'm, like, around the house, I'll wear leggings. And I'm just like, I don't want to wear my leggings all day. And then when I go to the gym at night, or, like, vice versa, if I'm going to the gym in the morning, then I want to change my leggings. I feel like that's a waste of leggings. If I'm wearing them all day during the day, I want to change. So I was like, well, let's just get one pair of these joggers and see if I like them. Guys, I've been wearing these joggers nonstop. They are so comfortable. They have a nice tight waistband. They have pockets. I have to have pockets. And they're not tight on the ankle, which is nice because I don't like things tight on my ankles. Anyway, these Old Navy joggers are amazing, and I'm probably going to go buy 6 more pairs. So I have one for every day of the week. So that is my current love right now. I'll post that for you guys so we can all be twins, because I promise you will love them. Okay, so this week I kind of wanted to talk about my retirement, and I feel like this is obviously a long time coming. I've been not teasing this episode, but I've brought up my retirement a lot, and a handful of you guys already know some of the bits and pieces and timeline and stuff about my retirement, but I personally feel like it's a lot more complicated than just like, oh, I'm deciding to quit lashes, like, I'm just done now. It's extremely bittersweet. It's really, really, really hard for someone like me to retire. I'm using the word retire because I'm not quitting. I'm retiring. I'm done. I'm selling my business. And I've worked in this industry for a really long time. I've owned multiple businesses. So it's like, I don't take my career lightly. It's a retirement and I'm never going back to it. So that's what it is. I own a business. I have a career. It's a retirement. So it sounds silly to say that when you own a lash business, but it is what it is. Yeah, I kind of just wanted to throw it back like 30 years and start at the beginning. So I'm really sorry for those of you that have known me for 30 years and are listening to this, but also this is like my perspective of my own life and how I got to this point of retirement at the age of 30, which sounds, I feel like I sound like a pyramid scheme, like, oh, retire at 30. Like, it's not what I want, and it's not this great thing. So I don't know. I feel like I kind of have like a lot to say with saying nothing, because everybody that's listening to this, like, we're all old now. So I don't know. It's just a lot. So hi, I'm Kaylee. Obviously, you guys know like who I am. If you're new here, hi, I'm born and raised in Las Vegas, multiple generations back, which is something about me that like is one of my favorite things in the entire world. I'm literally love that I'm from there. And it's not like, I don't know. It's like such a small town and it feels so like warm and cozy to me. And I feel like it's because like my mom went to high school there and my grandma went to high school there. And like I went to high school there, like I went to preschool there. I was literally born there. I love it. And I was telling Josh just the other day, like I remember moving into an apartment when I was like 22 or 23 and I was at Target. Me and this like middle-aged man, we're both standing in the like kitchen aisle and we're both like staring at, I don't know, we're just staring at the wall in this aisle. And he was like this, I don't know, 50 something year old man, and I'm just like this young girl. And he was like, I'm so sorry, like, can I ask you about this thing, like, do you know anything about whatever, whatever? And then we're both like striking up this conversation, and I was like, oh, I just moved into a new place, like, I'm buying all these things. And we're just like talking and having a conversation for like 15 minutes in the middle of Target, and he was so nice. It was just, it felt really comfortable and felt really normal. And that's how I feel basically anywhere I go in Las Vegas. And also, like, in Vegas, I always like hope I run into somebody. I'm like, here in Arizona, I don't feel that way. Like, moving to Arizona has been a complete 180 of my life. It has been so difficult. I constantly am wearing headphones everywhere I go. When I go to the register to check out, I pause my podcast or pause my music or whatever, and I always interact with the service people because I think that is so rude not to. I can't stand that. But I constantly have headphones in. I'm never talking to anybody. I don't interact with anybody. I pray I don't run into somebody I know. I just have had like a vast change in myself since moving here almost 5 years ago, and I don't like that. I don't like that at all. I feel like I was a very, very different person. And I feel like it's just my environment that has changed that about me. So yeah, I definitely am looking forward to not being here anymore, honestly. I feel like the hardest part about saying like I'm looking forward to not living in Phoenix anymore is since I've been here for so long, like I have made so many friends. And that's the hardest thing that I'm leaving, is like friendships and anything else that I have here, like, oh, my tattoo artist and oh, my hairstylist and things like that, or any food places or stuff like that. But like, I'm not at all having a hard time thinking about going back home, because that's what I've thought about since the second I moved here. I know that sounds so insane, like, oh, so I've just like held on hope for going back to Las Vegas, but like, every single time I go back home, it just feels right. Like every time we go back home for a trip or visiting or whatever, like it just feels right. And I've just always held on to, I'm going to be back here and I'm moving back here and I know that that's going to happen. I didn't know why it was going to happen, but I knew it was going to happen one day. So Josh and I have been married for a little over 4.5 years. We met in December of 2017, we met dating online on an app. Josh and I both grew up Mormon. Anyway, we met on a dating app that was like specifically for LDS kids. It was like kids. Oh my gosh, I am old. It was like the Mormon Tinder. That's what we called it. We met through that and we started dating long distance. We dated long distance our entire relationship. It's difficult and weird to call it long distance because I feel like it's not the typical long distance. Like, he would come to Vegas one weekend, and then 2 weeks later, I would come to Arizona for the weekend. And then he would go to Vegas and I'd go to Arizona. And we did that for almost 2 years until we got married, which is wild. That is the most wild thing that I've ever done in my life. Like, I'm so sorry. Yeah, who does that? Don't do that, guys. Don't do that. My suggestion to everyone, I've only suggested long distance to one person, and she's married now, and they're the cutest couple ever. I highly suggest not doing long distance. It is so hard, and it's expensive. Like, don't do it. So we've been married for a little over 4.5 years, which is crazy. We got married September 21st, the 21st night of September in 2019, and COVID happened, lockdown happened exactly 6 months later. We've been basically a quarantine living together marriage forever, and holy shit, that whole freaking, that will force you to be a old married couple. Like, that is just the craziest experience anyone should ever have to go through, like getting married and then lockdown happening. And I know there's people that like got married during COVID, but I'm like, yeah, you made that decision. I didn't make this decision. I didn't decide to go from being in a long distance marriage or a long distance relationship to being in a marriage where it's like cabin fever. What the heck? Okay, so enough about me and Josh. When I was a kid, so enough about me and Josh, let's talk about me. Growing up, I grew up with four sisters. I have two older sisters and I have two little sisters. So I'm the middle child of five girls, which is wild. Like, I think one of my favorite things about growing up with five girls is people always think, like, if they don't know us, if they've never interacted with us, if they've never met us. I've had a couple people, I'm not gonna name names because some people know who this is. People find out like, oh my gosh, like five girls, that's so cute. Like you guys are just so cute and sweet. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, you don't know that we beat the shit out of each other. Like we are little monsters. And then we grew up to be big monsters. Like we aren't cute and sweet. We might look that way. You might see a photo of us smiling, but we're scary. My household was terrifying. Yeah, we were really good at being physically active in that kind of a way. No, it was fun. Honestly, I can't imagine what my life would look like if I had a brother. Having all sisters was not easy, but like I don't know any different. So like what would that look like, right? My sister that's just 2 years older than me, her and I hung out together all the time, like in high school. I mean, growing up, we usually always shared a room. Her and I are very different. She played sports her entire life. Like her entire life was always playing soccer. She still plays soccer. And her and I are just very different in every possible way. But we hung out all the time. We got along really great. When we fought. But I feel like that's very normal for siblings. As I've gotten older and gone through lots of therapy, it's extremely fascinating to see that the way that my family interacted with each other, siblings specifically, that wasn't normal and that we were all very aggressive. I got labeled as very aggressive and I know that. But yeah, it's very interesting to grow up and look back on your childhood and your relationships with people in your life like that, like your siblings and your parental figures, let's say, like your mom and whoever and stuff like that. And it's different than what it should have been, you know? So when I was little, when I was tiny, I remember being placed into hobbies. I remember what I wanted to do, and I remember being placed into things. I remember struggling internally and, you know, not wanting to do things because of like social anxiety, I would call it at the time, because I wasn't aware of what was going on and why I was feeling that way. And I still don't understand like why little Kaylee was feeling that way. Because of that, and because I didn't want to do these hobbies of that choosing that wasn't my own, I didn't really get to do things. Some of my siblings got to do things for different reasons, like they chose one thing and stuck to it because they were really good at it, or they got to do any hobby of their choosing. And I kind of just was a floater, which led me into more of a parental role myself at a really, really young age. My hobbies then started to include like cooking and cleaning at the age of like 10, 11, really, really young. I personally do really enjoy like baking and learning those things and like keeping a home and like all of those things. Like I do enjoy it. And as I've gotten older, it's become more of something that you have to do and more of a stressor and like anxiety, and like I have to do it and it has to get done every day, to the point of almost like a like a compulsion. And I realized it's because of how I grew up. And so then when I started realizing it, like I'm vacuuming my floors every day and that's insane. I don't need to be doing this. And I started snapping out of it. And I started realizing like I don't have any interests. I don't have any hobbies. I don't have anything that's just like for myself. And I started to realize this about 8 months ago. And I just kind of like snapped out of it and was like, okay, I know I'm retiring. I know that obviously, like, luckily I enjoy keeping a tidy home. I enjoy baking. I need to learn how to cook. There's certain things that luckily are substantial things to like keep a human alive that I enjoy doing. But like, I also, there's nothing, it's like, oh my God, it's like the question of like icebreaker, like, oh, what do you like to do for fun? And it's like, breathe air. Like, I don't know, do laundry. I don't know, literally nothing. Anyway, not to talk about trauma. So part of my retirement per se is finding hobbies within myself or finding hobbies for myself. What do I enjoy doing? What do I want to do? What's going to fulfill my life and bring me joy? I am so excited to try new things and to try everything and find what's going to be things for me in my life. And I've talked about this in building like the morning routines and the evening routines and stuff like that, like finding what works for me and like adding. I'm a huge believer in adding things to your life, like nourishing your life. I actually believe that in all things. Like a lot of people are like, oh, what foods do you cut out? And I'm like, you need to like add food before you cut out food. Like add more vegetables, add more fruit, add more fiber, add more protein. Like what am I going to be adding to my life to bring myself joy and to make myself feel fulfilled? So that's what I'm most definitely looking forward to, is figuring out what makes me feel fulfilled in my life and stuff like that. So not to bring up a bunch of shit from 30 years ago. Good God, Kaylee. Way to put a damper on a Wednesday. So yeah, like I feel like all of that's going to be able to come easier with retiring and not working anymore. And luckily I've been like cutting down my time working, like being in my studio and stuff. So being able to learn who I am outside of my career is like a huge thing I'm looking forward to. I feel like I sound so crazy, like, oh, you don't know who you are and you're 30. And I'm like, you don't even know. I have no idea who I am. I'm just here in this freaking skin bag, you know, living day to day. It feels so like monotonous. So retirement, guys, let's chat. My timeline of my retirement is I should have done it a year ago. I didn't know how bad my physical health was going to get over the last little bit. When I re-signed my lease, I didn't know that I was going to be in such poor health going back into this year. My timeline is November. My lease is up in November. I'm done in November, closing doors. Well, I'm selling my business, so my doors will still be open. Somebody else will be there. I have to be done. I physically can't do it anymore, which just really, really, really freaking sucks. It freaking sucks. It's very bittersweet. It's very, very, very confusing to be in a body that doesn't let you work. To be so young and like literally not be able to physically work is very weird. So I have struggled with carpal tunnel syndrome since I was probably about 16. I started a hobby of decorating cakes for fun, but also for like a little bit of a job because I needed to make money to go to college when I was like 15 or 16. And I didn't know that like my hands hurting was such a big problem. I didn't know that I should have taken my posture seriously. Like, oh, maybe don't stand that way. Maybe don't crane your neck that way. Things like that when you're decorating a cake. At that point in my life, I knew I was going to hair school. I knew I was going to be holding shears and a blow dryer and, you know, multitasking with my fingers and my hands all day, every day, standing with my shoulders upright, my arms upright, all of the things. I knew all of that. I didn't think about it. And with my hands hurting, I also never got help from anyone. Everyone in my life just was like, oh yeah, like that sucks. I did that forever until I went to college. I also, you know, worked other jobs that involved my hands. And I worked at a bakery that involved my hands. So then I went to college. I was in school 45 hours a week doing hair and it freaking killed. And then I moved back home and worked at a bakery and did hair. I did hair for a handful of years. Killed my body. I was working so much. I was working two jobs. I was working three jobs. I was working as much as possible to, you know, pay my bills, to be a normal person and survive as a 19, 20, 21 year old and just wrecking my body, not knowing, you know, that I needed to stretch my body, not knowing that I needed to put heat or ice or possibly go to physical therapy. And that's just what I did. I quit doing hair and went right into doing lash extensions. When I started lash extensions, I remember my very first class and they were talking about how to ergonomically hold your tweezers, how to stretch your hands after and in between every client, stuff like that. And I remember the stretches that they were doing. This is 8 years ago, remind you. I remember the stretches that they were doing and it was killing my wrists 8 years ago. That's so long ago. I can't do anything anymore. But I tried to keep up with all of it. I couldn't do it. I was working too much. I was working multiple jobs when I started my lash business. In order to start my lash business, I would like work 40 hours a week. I would do lashes at night. I would do lashes on the weekends. I was just working nonstop. I still don't know the exact extent of all of my injuries. I hold a lot of tension. I hold a ton of tension in my like shoulders and my upper shoulder neck trap area. I try so hard to hold the best posture. I actually do have very good posture, I'm not gonna lie. But when you're doing lash extensions, you hold a tweezer in each of your hands nonstop all day during the whole entire service. I started to develop, you know, worse carpal tunnel syndrome and tendonitis in my right thumb. I started to develop some nerve damage in my left hand and left arm. Since my arm isn't at full function, about 5 years ago, I started just using my entire right side of my body to do the job of lash extensions and started popping some ribs out of place as I would be working, doing lash extensions. So all of these things are causing me to not be able to work. I don't know how I still work today, guys. I really, really don't. I was talking to a client about it the other day because I just had an injury a couple weeks ago. I fell and completely messed up the whole right side of my body, which is just joyful, right? And she was freaking out. She's like, oh my gosh, like we can reschedule, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, dude, no, like, when I'm here lashing, it's almost like meditative for me. It is so mindless. I just come in, I work, I don't think about anything. The issue is when I'm done and I'm like walking out to the car, I have to sit in my car for like 10 minutes and like do a breathing exercise because I'm in so much pain after. But during, I like my hands don't really go numb anymore and stuff like that. So I'm like, that's just, you know, the little bit that I'm going through. So yeah, I need to have a handful of surgeries and regain all of my strength in my hands. I'm extremely terrified to have surgery done on my hands and my arms and things like that. I'm so afraid. My hands are everything. And the thought of them getting worse or having a surgery go wrong scares me so bad. That's a huge reason we're moving home. I don't just trust anyone to perform a nerve surgery on me. That just literally sounds terrifying. Even have a good surgeon, that sounds terrifying. So yeah, anyway, for my business, I've been training the most beautiful, perfect little butterfly to take over my business, take over my clients. She's perfect. She has been doing amazing. I have never trained someone before, so I was terrified to do it. And she has been picking it up like none other. And I literally am so grateful that she like learns the way that I learn, because I teach the way I learn. So we're both very like hands-on, like stuff like that. So it's been easy to teach her. But yeah, so she's just going to take over, you know, take my clients, buy my studio, buy everything. Because what am I going to do with anything if I'm never going to lash again? So that'll be at the end of the year that she's going to take over. And then I'm just going to skedaddle. I am so sad to leave my clients. One of my clients the other day was saying how, oh, we were talking about like vacations and stuff. And then we were talking about how my 5-year anniversary is coming up this year. And she was like, holy shit, I've been seeing you for 5 years. The bond, the relationships that I have with these clients is unlike any other. Like, I see these clients every 2 weeks. That's so often. We talk about everything. I've been there for them. They've been there for me. I can't even, like, it was hard leaving my Vegas clients. And now I'm doing it again. And I'm just like, freaking A, Kaylee, like, stop doing this. Stop leaving your clients. It sucks. It freaking sucks. Like, I hate this so much. Anyway, I hate the thought of leaving my clients. It's so hard. So one of the things that I'm also really looking forward to after retiring is like having more podcast time. When I first started the podcast, I had an episode going out every week and it started to get too much. I have every other week, like right now I have like a long weekend. I have like a 5-day weekend. And so that's when I record and put out the episodes. And on my other weekends, I only have 2 days off. So I started to get too overwhelmed with that when I was trying to record and edit and everything and put out an episode on the 2 days off. So something that I'm definitely looking forward to is being able to get more content out for you guys, whether it's an episode or just like content in general, like however I want that to look, however you guys want that to look. I'm very much so looking forward to a different path of whatever means. Like, I just am very much so looking forward to change, and I don't care what that is. I just really want something different. I feel like taking time and being with myself is going to be so like healing and insightful. Like, I don't know, I'm just very, very, very excited for it. Like, I always have been very, very creative in every single possible way in my life. I mean, besides like drawing or painting a picture, absolutely not. I also always knew my entire life that I wanted to go into cosmetology, into the hair industry. From day one, I went with my mom to all of her hair appointments and absolutely loved it. If I had to miss going to a hair appointment, I was like pissed. Like, I wanted to be there. I just loved it so much. I, at some point, kind of felt like everything was kind of picked out for me. My school was definitely picked out for me just because of the affordability. And like my life in Utah, going to school and all that kind of stuff, felt like it was kind of picked out for me. It was like, okay, well, this is what you've decided to do and this is what you're doing. And I remember before I quit hair, I kind of just felt like I was following in footsteps that were placed there for me. And once I quit doing hair, I took a couple months off and did nothing. And it felt very like liberating. And I'm looking forward to that high again, honestly. But because I stayed in the beauty industry, because why wouldn't I? I was young, it was safe, I had my cosmetology licenses and everything. I feel like it definitely just became my entire life and my entire personality type of thing, just because I stayed in that zone. Like, I've been in the industry for 12 years now, but I feel like it was around like 26 or 27 years old that I was like, okay, I do not want my whole entire life wrapped around the industry. I know I don't want this. I remember being at like a cocktail party. I feel like it was before Josh and I got married. So I was probably like 25 and I was at a cocktail party and somebody had just opened a studio with like a couple lash beds in it. And she had asked me like, oh, so like, when are you going to open a studio? Or like, oh, when are you going to like start your own line of product or whatever? And I'm thinking, absolutely not. I love just having me. Like, I go into my studio, I work, I have my clients, it's the best day ever, and then I come home. And I have admin, trust me, it is a pain in my ass. But like, I don't need to have more overhead than that. I don't need more than that. Nobody does. Well, you know what I mean. But like, I definitely don't. I had already started like doing Amazon influencing and doing all of that stuff. But I feel like, because it was what, 2 years ago, a year and a half ago? A year and a half ago is when I started the podcast. But it had been a little while before that I was like, I think I want to start a podcast. And it has nothing to do with the industry. I'm like clean cutting half of my life away from the industry because I know that I have to retire one day. I didn't think it was going to be 30. I thought it was going to be like 32, 33, but I need a separate life. I need to lead a double life. And I feel like that's where the having such a separate identity of the podcast came from. And, you know, the name just kind of happened because, let's be honest, it's great. But after being in the hair industry for so long, the existential crisis of should I cut bangs? And, you know, it just all fit. And Josh came up with the name. And honestly, I'm kind of jealous that he's the one that came up with the name because it slaps. So anyway, enough about me, guys. I just had to get all of that off my chest and tell you guys what's actually going on. I'm retiring in November at the age of 30. So if you have any questions, slide into my DMs and you can join my MLM. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, guys, let's jump into high lows for the week and let's do our listener highs. Our first listener high is submitted my packages to a foundation who wants to send clients to me. That's from our lovely dietitian, Taylor. Obsessed. So proud of her. If you guys don't follow her, you guys need to follow her. Her handle is Taylor the Dietitian. Our next listener high is had good friend and family member come to visit. That's always a good time. Our next one is started renovations on my trailer. I love a good renovation. That is my favorite. Next one we have started planning my birthday trip. My gosh, happy early birthday, whenever that's going to be. I cannot wait to see that content. That's so fun. All right, and my high this week is that I am finally planning my trip to Vegas. I'm so excited. And I don't think I have a low this week. So we'll just stick with our highs. Have a happy week. So again, on the note of Vegas, if you guys want to be on, if you guys know anybody that you want me to try and schedule an interview with, let me know. So thank you guys again for tuning in this week, this beautiful, beautiful Wednesday, this beautiful midweek of the amazing month of May. Don't forget to follow along on Instagram at shouldicutbangs.podcast for all of the fun content. And if you have not already, I would absolutely love to hear from you guys. So please leave a rating and review. It means the world to me. You can leave one on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. Also, do not forget to subscribe anywhere you find podcasts so you don't miss an episode every other Wednesday. And I will see you in 2 weeks for a new episode.